We gave them out over the last 2 weeks. I'm sorry. But come by here, pop in, make a donation to the foundation, or don't, and sign up to win the tickets today. We'll be drawing for them in the next hour.
I don't want to be like Tommy eating on air,
but
this food's really good.
It's really hard not to, isn't
it? Can't help
but
good.
Yeah, that's why I didn't start. I'm going to wait till the top of the hour break when I've got 7 full minutes.
Good call.
I do want to give a tip of the cap to Crazy Mike for providing lunch, and, of course, our friends at Benny Keith, which helped Mike help us. Help me help you. Chris Bond, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, is this Crazy Mike, is it open on Sundays?
It is not open on Sunday because even Mike has to take a day of rest every week.
Saturday?
Saturday he is open.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I will not be in town. But before the Ole Miss game, Chris.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be in New Orleans that week. One of these days, Chris, when you're in town for a pageant or to visit your in-laws on the way over, whatever,
yep.
I want you to pop in and I will take you to Crazy Mike's. But you can certainly go on your own. It's 200 North Bowman Road, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, I may just go without you tomorrow.
That'd be good. Good move. Get I suggest the Parmesan, garlic Parmesan and Thai chili wings. His po' boy sandwiches are fantastic. And if you were a fan of crawfish bisque, it is the best on the planet. I'm just saying.
All right.
Warm for that this time of year, but maybe you come back before the Ole Miss game and pop in for that. Okay, Chris, we were talking about a lot of Razorback stuff, and I want to do that in a second. We got some sad news, and I hope you're holding up okay. I know you get very upset when people get injured. Luckily, this news is not as bad as others we've had over the years.
Nope.
But Oregon is doing drug testing, and I got a text from somebody who was at the game, just like you were, and they were hanging out around the players, smelled no marijuana whatsoever, but there was a report out that 40 to 60% of the football players smoke weed or have smoked weed, I guess. So did you see anything untowards while you were out there?
No, I didn't see anybody lighting up. It wasn't like back in, it was like 04, 05 when I covered the Arkansas Stars Indoor Arena League football team.
Yeah.
And they were sitting on the tailgate of their trucks before the game trying to figure out if they were going to play because they only had one goalpost at the Tyson Track Center. And all these players were like sitting out back smoking and drinking beer before the game.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that.
Did they win?
No.
Well,
no,
see, that's where my question comes in. How many games did Oregon win last year?
A bunch.
Okay, well, so let them smoke weed. What's the big deal? I don't understand what the problem is.
Other than the fact that it's against the law, probably nothing.
Well, all right. I'll give you that, okay?
Good.
You got me on that one.
But you're right. I understand what you're saying. I mean, because there are probably at least 40 to 60% of college football players drink beer. Underaged at that.
We would have a pregame. We'd have our pregame meal, right? And we'd have nice chicken, whatever you guys wanted, some fried shrimp.
Patty, because he was hungry. Right? A few of the other guys on the team ate because they had the munchies.
Mojitos. But we went through a little bit of a slump, a losing streak. So Coach Richardson said, "What is wrong with you guys?" Pre-game meal, he gave it to us one day. He says, "You got all this nice food, and you guys can't win a game. What happens if I take all this food away? What does this even matter?" He goes, "When I was recruiting you, you guys played fantastic, and you eating Taco Bell before the games.
You were hungry.
Go back to eating Taco Bell before the games." Everyone got up, left. Everybody went by McDonald's, Taco Bell, got what they want, and went and played that way. These kids grow up doing that in high school. I bet all these Oregon kids in high school are smoking weed. That's when the coach recruited them smoking weed.
Jeez Louise.
I'm just saying.
You're really overthinking this.
Here's my thing, though. I don't think 40 to 60%, I mean, that is high, I guess, for elite. Oh, hey, that was funny.
High.
That's a high number for illegal or illicit activity, but I don't think that number is much higher than you would find in, you know, Jonesboro or Oxford or Fayetteville.
Business,
or
church.
Austin.
School, a lot of places in life.
I'm sorry, we're going to take one moment. The Pine Bluff Mafia has just arrived here at Reptman Golf Course.
Uh-oh.
Look, I hope my golf bag is in that box, because if you're going to give him some and not bring me, that would be really sad.
I won these. See, when you win a tournament.
My last name has 4 letters in it. How long can it take to stitch my name in my new golf bag? Good to see you. Mr. Robert Dill's in the house. How are you?
Oh,
those are nice.
Man.
Anyway, sorry, Chris, I digress. Hey, stop me if you've heard this before. I read a story on Arkansas Sports 360 today. Apparently there's going to be a facility upgrade at the University of Arkansas. First time in, what, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah. It's and only about $60 million worth of facilities, so they're slacking.
What are they building?
The Board of Trustees has given them the go-ahead to start work on the basketball practice facility, a combination dining hall, computer lab area, meeting area for student athletes, and then a baseball indoor practice facility for baseball, which is a combo with the indoor track throwing area.
Any truth to the fact, or any truth to the rumor that they're going to dome in the stadium?
Not yet.
Okay. Let's check in on that.
Couldn't do the flyovers then.
Pat will be thrilled to know the basketball practice facility is happening now, located across from Bud Walton Arena on Leroy Pond Drive. Who was Leroy Pond? I don't know. I knew on Golden Pond, but I don't know Leroy Pond.
I always like to call him Leroy Pond.
Leroy. It does look like Leroy.
Can I ask you guys, what is the practice facility going to have that Bud Walton doesn't already have?
$20 to $25 million worth of something.
Baskets?
Bud Walton has baskets.
Well, but they're going to make them in this place. It's going to be awesome.
They're going to have separate practice courts for the men and women. Which,
that's good.
I mean, quite honestly, you could do in Bud Walton because there's three courts running side by side. But, hey, whatever. It's also going to have a really cool player lounge and a place they can go to play Xbox. I mean,
they have that in the locker room.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds exactly like Keeping Up with the Joneses, doing it only because everybody else does it.
Well, and that's what it is. Right? Jeff Long keeps saying, well, Arkansas is the only program in the country that doesn't have – I mean, the only program in the SEC that doesn't have this. Which is true, but I don't think most people have Bud Walton either. But that's just the old fogey in me.
Can you explain to me what a student athlete academic center is? Never even heard of such a thing.
That's so people like Pat can stay eligible.
You have computers in there. Yeah. I guess, right?
Yeah, there's going to be computer labs and study rooms, and there'll be an auditorium where they can have
perform plays and theater.
Yeah, they can reenact Swan Lake with the team. No, I guess it's they have like speakers come in for the athletes that do leadership conferences, and they can put them all in there, stuff like that, and then they'll have a little dining hall.
That's cool. I want them to eat. We just talked about that. And if they don't play well, they can go to Taco Bell. Apparently.
Yeah, I don't know how much is the facility going to cost?
$20 to $25 million.
$20 to $25 million for basketball. $20 to $25 million for. The other thing, the academic center.
Is that going to be opened up to track and baseball? Because I know they used to work out at Bud Walton, too. Or does track have their own?
No, I think track's got their own spot now.
What do they do in Barnhill besides play volleyball?
Gymnastics.
Barnhill is really cool.
It is cool.
Nice. It's just old.
It's still
and
hay
cool.
on the floor there. If you
don't, get too attached to Barnhill. Because if Jeff has his way, they're going to blow
what?
It up.
No.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
What are they going to put there, parking garage?
It is a pretty good location. It's right in the middle of everything,
yeah,
right by the football.
Well, I'm going to go down with it.
What would they do with it?
They're going to blow it up, and then they're going to build like a 5,000-seat venue.
Subway, KFC, Taco Bell.
Out close to the baseball facility somewhere, maybe.
Interesting.
Okay. And that's where the media workroom is in Barnhill. And I'm sure they'll implode it one day with us in there.
Yeah, while you guys are in there.
they'll give us no warning.
Be careful.
Blow the thing up.
Yeah, it's going to be like, hey, Nate, you're a little late. Yeah, hey, Nate, good day to be late. We're blowing up up the old arena, and all the guys are in there but you. Good move. Nate Allen will have a monopoly on the media up
Nate
there.
Nate the Skate.
Okay, so what's the deal on Kiero Small, Chris? What do you got for me?
I don't know the extent. Like, I don't know if it's broken or what. But there's something going on because he just had foot surgery, injured it in a non-contact portion of practice on Wednesday. If you guys remember, Kiero was one of the players that was on the John L. Smith show on Wednesday night, and I was actually at the catfish hole for that. And
it's I remember him
cutting out about 15 or 20 minutes early. I couldn't, I didn't think anything of it at the time. And he didn't seem to be limping or anything, but I do remember him leaving early, and I'm guessing maybe he was going to get looked at.
Maybe he was. Well, we don't know how severe it is, I guess.
No, there's no timetable right now.
Okay. You know, the thing is, too, and it's I don't know. This I don't mean anything by this other than the fact that when I look at him, I think this. I'm not exactly walking around on a pair of skis myself, but when I look at Kiero Small, I think, how bad can you break a size 5? I mean, I just can't think the guy has very, very big big feet. And he's just, he just looks, I mean, if there's one thing I would think about Kiro Small, it's durable. He just looks like a little bowling ball. He looks indestructible. Yep. It's amazing to me that he would have a foot injury. It just seems strange to me. He's just, look, he turns out he's human and everything. It can happen to anybody, but
I mean, I know where you're coming from. We're talking about a guy who broke like 23 face masks last year, and that it has to get face masks, you know, reworked in practice because he's hitting people so hard. So you would think, you know, like a concussion, or maybe he throws a shoulder out, or something along those lines. But yeah, it seems like an odd injury for him to break a foot or injure his foot. Excuse me, we don't know that it's broken.
Right. Well, nobody, here's the thing. Nobody expected, or at least none of us predicted, that Cody Walker would score the first touchdown of the 2012 season last week. So I'm not sweating fullback. I know he's a backup linebacker, which I think we all had some concerns in that regard anyway, especially in pass coverage, which this week he may not have been playing a lot on that side of the ball anyway. But what happens to that linebacker position, do you know?
That is, if I remember correctly, that'll be Otha Peters.
Okay.
In that backup spot, and I mean, they've worked Terrell Williams there some. That's where it concerns me more, I think, than at fullback.
Yeah.
I think Cody Walker can be a weapon there. We also saw him put Grady Ollison, the redshirt freshman offensive lineman. They're working him there some, and that's a heck of a fullback to have, 6'8", 290 or whatever he is.
Wow.
And really athletic for that size. So I think they'll be okay at fullback. I am concerned a little bit about linebacker because if you know, knock on wood, but if Tank goes down, they're in a world of hurt right there.
Why do you even say that? What are you doing? What's wrong with you?
Sorry, you know me.
I understand. All right, well, I can't bear to talk about this game anymore. Arkansas better get out there and take care of business. I hope people turn out. I hope the atmosphere is great. I hope everybody has a good time. I hope they smash them. They need to cover the Vegas number. They need to feel good going in.
Hey, Chris, we just had some connection problems with the guys.
All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and send us to break. So,
all right, man.
We'll talk to you next time. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Very creative, but I'm telling you, there's never been a sportscaster that's any better than Paul. Paul was so dedicated, and boy, what a great friend he was to all the coaches, not only me.
Sterner, play action. Sterner in trouble. Avoids it, throws downfield, got Cobbs at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown Arkansas! Oh my, what an unbelievable play by Clint Sterner!
Come grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
Jones on the bootleg, being chased by two men, Jones runs back down to the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown Arkansas! 6 yards, but he ran about 40.
But in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Cedric Cobbs, midfield at the 40, at the 30. Cedric at the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Arkansas! Cedric Cobbs with his first TD of his Razorback career. Second down and 10, ball at the Volunteer 35-yard line. Short drop, Martin Floyd to his left. It is intercepted at the 40. The 35, the 30, the 20, down to the 15, the 10, 5, touchdown, Arkansas, David Barrett. Oh, my, what a play.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Manny looking point over the middle, and it's Arkansas wins. Arkansas wins. The two-point conversion falls short despite the pass being complete, and the Hogs race on the field in the longest overtime game in the history of 1A college football.
Sterner dropping back, looking to his right, throwing to the end zone. Touchdown, Arkansas, and Anthony Lucas.
The Corey Birmingham, the tailback, Hillis, the fullback, too wide to the left side. Off the 18, Matt Jones now being rushed out of the pocket, throws the football. Hillis, one-handed catch, touchdown, Arkansas! Oh, my goodness! A one-handed grab by Peyton Hillis, a yard deep on the end zone. I can't believe it.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Touchdown, Arkansas! Oh, my!
I look back on those years when we had Paul, and it was a real blessing to have him as long as we did.